It's the Rick Emerson Show. Don't stress out. I hold here in my hands the questions for snakes on an MF and plane ticket. Scotty, so here's what we're going to do. We're going to go through these calls. We'll get Jim Roop. And then we're going to give away some tickets to snakes on an MF and plane. Along with Court and Fat Boy tomorrow from KUFO, we're going to be, you know, I wish I could call him something other than Fat Boy. It's so awkward.
I wish I could unsee what I just saw.
That's how I felt when I walked in and Scotty was all nude that one day.
With his brother in the chaps.
Fantastic. Zing! All right. Before we do any of these calls, let's welcome now to the Rick Emerson Show. Ah! Oh, my ears! You should just play the Creed song there. Ow! That was so loud!
I'm so sorry. I'm distracted. I'm depressed. Ow.
What?
I'm depressed.
What?
Well, that woke me up from this air conditioning Jesus that's putting Christ me to sleep.
That was so loud. Hello, Jim Sorry. Roop.
Hello, sir.
Ah! How are you?
All right. What happened?
It was a little loudness there in the, wait, hold on. Let me recreate this. Hold on. And, we're just gonna, wait for it. Hold on. You're laughing, Rick, says the female, but maybe that's where Tim lost part of his hearing. Oh, no, I don't have the, I was trying to be all clever to play the moment when Tim lost his hearing from the loud noise and I don't have it.
What?
Stop. Jim Roop, how are you, sir?
I am well. Good afternoon.
Hey, are you going to be seeing snakes on a plane when it opens?
Yeah, I plan to.
Fantastic, sir. We're going to be giving away tickets to that here in just a moment.
That's a cool premise, man, you know?
It really is the best premise ever because it's just so upfront and honest.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Hey, let's talk about this Barry Bonds thing for a second, because I don't really care about sports as such, but here's what I care about. I care about famous people who get into trouble and any chance where a guy might go to jail and be beaten senseless. These things all appeal to me. So this federal judge ruled that these guys who wrote this book about... What is this, help me out. These guys wrote a book about Barry Bonds saying that he did steroid use, and that... And the judge is now, what, demanding that they reveal how they know about this?
There are two San Francisco Chronicle reporters, and they've written several stories and this book, quoting sources, unnamed sources, about steroid use, not just Bonds, but Jason Giambi and a bunch of other folks. And so the judge is saying, these guys are subpoenaed before a grand jury, and they're saying they're not going to testify. Well, you have to. No one can refuse to testify before a grand jury without risking jail time.
Here's the thing. I mean, look, I understand the freedom of the press and all of that, but didn't it used to be that, like, when reporters refused to identify the source, it was like, I don't know, it's like they were protecting Deep Throat, or they were protecting some sort of constitutional whatever. It wasn't just because of some nitwit guy and baseball guy who's all jacked full of drugs.
Yeah, it really is a little overkill and overblown. I mean, it's for heaven's sake.
It seems like a lot of, we're doing this so we can get a book deal out of the fact that we refuse to roll over for the man.
Yeah.
I mean, that's I mean, it just seems kind of pointless to me.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I understand that you are part of the press, as am I, theoretically speaking, but I mean,
I'm not part of that press.
That's what I'm saying. I think I speak for all of us when I just say that, you know what, a lot of times the press just pisses me off. A lot of people in the press just seem like idiots. And frankly, a lot of people in the press, I think, could use a good going to jail and getting beaten. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I know that makes me maybe a bad American, but I think there's some people in the press who could use a little bit of a pummeling.
Well, there's people in every profession that can use a good stiff beating once in a while.
See? You and I are exactly on the same page, Jim Roop. All right.
Or smacking people around if they don't have their act together.
It's true. Would you like to stick around and hear us give away some snakes and a plane ticket?
Yeah, sure.
All right, hold on. So, Scotty, here's what we're going to do. I'm gonna clear out a couple of these lines really quickly. Jim Roop is going to hang with us while we speak to people. And then as we go through these, will you please pick up we'll just do the fourth caller. All right? So, okay, I'm going to go through these, and as these lines free up, will you please then pick a fourth caller? And that means you have to get rid of Jesse, regrettably. Yeah, because if Jesse can't... I don't know who Jesse is, him, her. I love him or her, but he or she cannot just hang on and, you know...
Those are a lot of instructions to expect to be followed.
By an intern. okay. All right, so thank you. There you go. I appreciate that. Let's get Mailman Chris. Hello, sir.
Hey, I had to call in real quick. I sent you a text too, but The call earlier that said that the show is live tonight, total BS.
Okay.
The show is already over.
Oh, I don't want to know anymore.
Okay, listen, I won't spoil anything.
Okay.
I'm on the road. I don't have access to the internet.
This is
I called my brother, who does. There's already a...
Bleeping it right now.
Okay.
Yeah, he doesn't want that on.
I'm going to bleep that. And here's what, because I just... It's gonna, you know what it is? Because it's just too much stress, and if that were to... No, I can't do that. It's going to derail everything right now.
He's the loser. He won't tell you who got voted off, but he does tell you who's three.
All right. Thank you, sir.
No problem.
All right. There you go. Let's get one more here. Jim Rue probably finds this fascinating. Jen the dog walker. Hello. How are you?
I'm fabulous. How are you, Rick?
I'm rolling along, sister. What's up?
Okay, two things. First of all, when I vote online, I click on Storm's picture, and then it just gives me this random, I'm sure you've done this, but I have no confirmation that it went to Storm. I just know I'm voting.
Online?
Thing. Yeah, when you're online. So I don't know if it is at all, quote, you know, fixed, then I'm thinking... Could it be in that way that, sure, we're all voting, but who are we voting for? Are they playing with where the votes go?
Well, I don't know. As they always said, it's not the ability to vote that makes you a democracy. It's who counts the votes that makes a democracy.
Right.
So, and in this case, yeah, in this case, it's a reality TV producer, so I wouldn't trust that at all. Yeah, I don't know. I don't have the answer to that.
When
it's today's hanging chads.
Right away, in her early on in her performance, they were all avoiding eye contact, looking down.
It's true. Jason Newsted was looking at his feet. Yeah.
Yes. Immediately. It was like, oh, and it was like they had to act that they didn't like it.
I know. Oh,
I'm sorry, but I think it was totally, totally rigged.
In the shades of Catherine Harris. All right. Thank you, Jen. There you go. That's Jen.
Quiz show scandal.
It really is.
21.
All right. Jim Rupe, are you ready to give away some tickets to Snakes on an MFing plane?
Sure. I'm ready, man.
It's just really the ability to say that phrase over and over again. All right. This is, let's see. Dante.
I think that was the working title of that movie, wasn't it?
No. Well, now, there'll be the DVD where they work in the full thing. Dante, hello, sir.
Hello, Rick.
Did you call Likas yesterday?
Yes.
Okay, here's me at my desk yesterday working away. I hear Tom, and Dante in Portland, home of the other white meat, your other Rick Harrison show. And I hear this guy, I'm like, Dante, we have a guy, Dante, with a kind of a low voice that calls us occasionally. Yeah, I hear you, come on. And then Dante immediately launches into this thing about, I'm sorry, I'm doing Tom again. You, sir, called Likas yesterday, and you launch into this whole thing about, Rick, Tom, I take offense to the term breeders.
Oh, yeah, I was just messing with him.
I could tell you were just screwing with him, too. And Tom was getting so angry.
He was.
Dante, what is your problem? Goddamn moron! And I could tell that you were just screwing with him.
Oh, the best part of that was at the end.
It was pretty great, actually.
Oh, I'm just making a generalization. He's like, oh, so now you're making generalizations.
And then he went right into the
Tom Likas show.
Yeah, it was pretty great. All right, sir, here's what we're going to do. We're going to do reverse high concept. This is for a pair of tickets to see Snakes on an MFing plane tomorrow, along with myself, Sarah Dillon, and a cast of thousands. I will give you the high concept title for an existing film. You, sir, must give us the name of the actual film as it really exists in this world.
Okay.
Now, I will give you your choice. Do you prefer drama or comedy?
Ooh, comedy.
All right.
Jeez.
Oh, this isn't the instrumental version. Oh, this is the... I was looking for the... Wait, hold on. Ah, here we go. This is the contest bet. That was totally me. That was all me, sir. Hold on.
Huh?
Because I can't just use like the spot the fake metal lyrics bet.
Yeah.
All right. I will give you the high concept title. You must then. I love this bet. You must then give me the actual title. For this existing film. And you chose comedy?
I chose comedy.
All right. High concept title is... It's Jeff Spicoli meets... Jeff Spicoli meets the Time Machine.
Ooh. Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure.
Congratulations, sir. It is, in fact, Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure. Sarah Dillon got that one, too.
Sweet Babies.
No, I didn't get that one. Did you not get that one?
All right, there you go, sir. You have won a pair of tickets to Snakes on an MFing plane.
That means Clyde Lewis will be there.
Oh, lucky. Lucky you, sir. This is a bad week to sit next to Clyde Lewis. I love Clyde, but between the missing moon footage and Rockstar and Gerald Ford in the hospital, this is a bad week. And this breaking news that Tim Riley is going to reveal in about 90 seconds. This is a bad week to sit next to Clyde Lewis anywhere.
Maybe I'll choose someone else.
All right. There you go. I'm going to put you back on hold. Jim Roop, wasn't that just as exciting as you thought it would be?
That was fantastic. I can hardly contain myself, sir.
All right. Jim, would you, just so people get the gist, would you like to try your hand at spotting a movie title here?
Yeah, sure.
All right. Jim Roop, would you prefer drama or comedy?
I'll stay with comedy.
You stay with comedy. I'm going to give you a high-concept film title. You must now then tell me the actual film title.
All right.
High-concept title is... Minimum Wage Dudes Talk About Star Wars.
Clerks.
Very good. See, that's what I'm talking about right there. Tell me I don't know my contesting mechanism, you sons of bitches. Tell me I'm a poor contester.
Hey, I think I know what Tim Riley's breaking news is because I just got an email that I may be traveling.
Would you like to stay on hold? Or on the line, rather, as we do this?
Sure.
All right, ladies and gentlemen.
Right or not.
Let's go to the city desk with Tim Riley. Ladies and gentlemen, we now have this breaking news from Tim Riley.
From the Ministry of Truth, from higher top to bottom of the coin tower, downtown Portland, Oregon, I am Tim Riley. Authorities have made an arrest in the JonBenet Ramsey case. An investigator in the Boulder County, Colorado DA's office traveled to Bangkok, Thailand, and is bringing a suspect back to the U.S. That suspect arrested this morning and has confessed. There's certain elements of the crime that are unknown to the general public.
Right. This is when you cue a bunch of house frows going, I don't believe it, I just know it's that mom.
Would I lie to you?
Yeah, exactly.
This is the Ministry of Truth.
Exactly.
Prosecutors have not yet confirmed the identity of the suspect, but expect to hold a press conference later today. JonBenet's beaten and strangled body was found in the basement of the family home in Boulder, Colorado, the day after Christmas in 1996.
Ugh.
She was only 6 years old.
So is this exactly the story you were referring to, Jim Roop?
Absolutely.
All right. So what do you know anything more about this?
No. I was just told that I may be traveling to Denver.
And so, in Bangkok, what a bizarre place for this story to maybe not resolve, but for this left turn in the story to happen.
I'd love to trace the path of that investigation.
Well, I mean, I gotta tell you, I read a great book a while back. I forget the title of it, actually, but it was by John Douglas, who was the model for Scott Glenn's character in Silence of the Lambs. He was the guy who sort of developed the profiling division at Quantico.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a great book where he used modern-day profiling techniques to examine famous unsolved crimes like the Black Dahlia. And one of them was the JonBenet Ramsey case. And he came away with the conclusion that the family was weird, but that the parents were not guilty.
Hmm.
And who's to say? I mean, the parents are obviously a little wacky.
Oh, yeah.
But he came away with the conclusion that they were strange, but they probably were not guilty of anything. And, you know, who's to say this? I'll be curious to see how this unfolds, because I got to tell you, This is like my friend Todd used to say, about O.J. My friend Todd used to say, can you imagine if they ever did discover the real killer, so-called, in the O.J. case? He's like, can you imagine the shockwaves that would send through America if O.J. really was found out to be innocent? Well, can you imagine if somebody does confess to this and they did it and they can prove it? That's just going to screw with a whole bunch of people, because there's like a decade's worth of people just sort of assuming that the parents did it, so it's going to be very strange.
Yeah, well, in the O.J. situation, I don't think anybody's really looking into that one.
No, that killer's out there on the 16th hole somewhere, apparently.
Yeah.
Coming up in moments, Vaseline on the plane.
All right, Jim Roop. So, do you think we'll be talking to you tomorrow?
Sure, why not?
No, not you. Not,
you mean
not,
from Denver?
Not you. Yeah, I'm saying, are you going to be en route, or do you think we'll be speaking with you tomorrow?
I don't know. It was just a quick email flash saying you may be going to Denver.
You just do what you're told.
I just do what I'm told. When Ms. Caviezel tells me to go, I go.
And get me a bagel. All right. And a Diet Coke. All right, we'll be...
I'll be probably checking out the wedding stores for her, too. Thank you for reporting.
Yeah, you're a good person, Jim Rupa. All right, we will talk to you soon, brother. Thank you.
You bet.
All right, there you go, ladies and gentlemen. Jim Rupa. All right. God damn. Are we behind or ahead? I gave away a pair of tickets,
behind.
Though, you bastards.
Behind in what?
Well, Miss Jen Lane is here. We're behind in the...
Hi, Jen. How you doing?
I'm really hungover.
Okay. You and Scotty. I gave away a pair of tickets. Should I do one more before the hour's up?
Why not?
Yes.
Okay.
Please do.
I'm excited about it. All right. Here's where we are right now, kids. We're breaking. Okay. We're tiny. We're toony. We're all a little loony. We are the Rick Emerson Radio Show. Come and join the fun. Our song is done. Back after this, we've got Snakes on an MFM plane ticket, The City Desk, Jen Lane, and like us at 3, it's 503-733-2970. It's the Rick Emerson Show. Don't go anywhere. We're back after this. Here's Dave Grohl. It is. We're going to go to Tim Riley in just a moment at the City Desk with more from the Ministry of Truth. Then we will welcome Jen Lane officially to the Rick Emerson Show. Then we'll give away another pair of tickets to Snakes on an MF plane, which is screening tomorrow, 10 p.m. I'll be there. Sarah's going to be there. Clyde's going to be there. Court, Fatboy, Aaron, Scott, everyone cool. We'll all be sitting around wearing our trench coats and eating our fries, staring at the
Don't
football players.
Don't love me into that.
sitting right outside the drama room, cutting ourselves. It's 503-733-2970. Ladies and gentlemen, let's go to the City Desk. Sitting there writing Zeppelin lyrics on notebooks.
From high atop the bottom of the coin tower, downtown Portland, Oregon, CBS presents the Ministry of Truth. Tim Riley reporting breaking news.
Oh, wait, let me find the, right. Thank you.
This is the CBS Med Alert News Break. A man suspected in the slaying of 6-year-old beauty queen JonBenet Ramsey nearly a decade ago has been arrested in Thailand. Federal officials familiar with the case who said, well, keep your mouth shut about this, but we found out.
Yeah, don't tell anybody, MSNBC, but...
It's a 41-year-old second-grade school teacher from the U.S.
Oh, that's all kinds of icky.
Mm, that is.
Yet somehow strangely appropriate. Now, has this guy confessed to it?
That's
man
all
or
we
woman?
Know. That's all we know.
Really? Yep. Let me see the story here.
There is a story right there.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
Federal officials said the man was... Here you go. That is that one creepy photo of her. Colorado authorities scheduled a news conference Thursday to discuss the case. Federal officials familiar with the case who spoke on condition of anonymity said the man was already being held in Bangkok on unrelated sex charges. 41-year-old second grade teacher from the U.S.
That kind of rules out Gary Glitter.
I was going to make that joke. Glitter, I barely knew her, will be brought back to the United States this weekend. There you go. I will also not reveal the many, many, many crude and dark comments that were being made by Jen Lane and myself about this whole case during the break. I will simply say this, that you know, JonBenet Ramsey, dead in 1996, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And was six, so she'd be 16, just about the right age to be cutting on herself right now and putting out on the first date. And you know that's exactly the kind of girl she would have grown up to be. That creepy family of hers... Yeah, she's just old enough to be having one of Daddy's kids right about now. So, you know, I'm just saying that whole family is just so messed up. Ooh. I'm not saying the family did it. I have never said that. I don't know. I do wonder why the... And again, I'm turning into one of those people I always criticize. I don't know why the brother wasn't taken into a room and beaten with a hose somewhere. It seems like he knows something, but who knows. But that whole family, it was all kinds of bad, negative energy. That house was just full of what my friend Martin would call bad psychic energy. All right, do we have anything else here?
Yes, one quick thing from Florida.
All right, I'm not trying to... Oh, no, I was caught. You sons of...
Arizona, Arizona.
Florida is the new Arizona.
Wow, you showed me.
Shut up. You shut your mouth. You get a Belton.
A 24-year-old man who investigators said nearly gouged another man's eyes out while shouting, die, 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 during an attack at a hotel has been arrested. Apparently, Anthony Reeves Williams of Titusville has been arrested on a charge of aggravated battery in connection with a confrontation that left the victim with the possibility of, well, less than vision in one of his eyes.
less than vision.
Apparently, for some unknown
reason, less than
reason,
vision is called blindness.
Williams wrapped his hands around a huge link necklace and a watch band, and then went into another room to talk to the victim. Apparently, they knew each other. Williams struck the man in the face, knocked him into the hallway. Then he allegedly grabbed the other man by the head and pushed his thumbs into the man's eye, telling him, die, die, die. Why don't you die?
Yeah, seriously. Come on, dude.
He's being held on $10,000 bail.
I bet that feels just as though you were shoving your thumbs into a bowl of hard-boiled eggs.
Let's not talk about it.
Okay, but here's the best part about this story. Look at this picture. It's not a gross picture. This is not graphic.
No.
This is, first of all, Titusville is where bad people come from. Where are you from? I'm from Titusville. Titusville sounds like a name that would excite you if you were a third grader. Let's welcome now to the Rick Emerson Show. Thank you, Tim.
Oh, anytime.
I know you can't see this online. Well, you probably can. Search this name at the news on the news. Anthony Reeves of Anthony Williams of Titusville. You just search that. You want to see his picture? Okay. This is exactly the kind of guy who pulls out your eyeballs and then juggles them. No, look at this guy. It's not a graphic picture. Like I'd show you a picture of eyeballs. It's the creepy smile.
Look at that. He looks retarded.
Looks retarded. He's one of God's special creatures. Like I would show you a picture of eyeballs. You wouldn't even look at the picture of the heart simmering on the saucepan that one day.
Ew.
See, that's what I'm saying. It's, look, if you don't wallow in violence, you're never going to become desensitized to it. 503-733. That's my motto.
Planning ahead.
Eventually you just learn to relax. Let things happen.
Surrender.
Just surrender. So give up your free will. It's 503-733-2970 and so forth. How are you, Jen Lane?
I'm really hungover. I made the fatal mistake of not having dinner last night, and the next thing I knew, it was 2 o'clock in the morning, and
seems like
I was having my third shot.
At this point in your life, you would be aware of how all of this worked.
I know, but I was very busy all through dinner time. No, I had meetings, and then I went to watch the show down at Dante's, and that was really fun. And I was going to grab a slice, and then I didn't, and then
because the food was like 4 feet away, and so it was way too far to go. You didn't want to walk way over to like across the room to
get
food.
After you have a couple of beers, you're like, I don't really need that food stuff anymore.
Food schmood. Give me a shot. Oh, we got to thank Scotty L. Scott L., who was there last night, the guy who bought us the round.
And my friend David.
And David, the global
frapper thing, and we completely forgot about
him. Yeah, I'm sorry, I did not mention him. The global domination map. He also does the storm, I think they're called stormtroopers, the storm fans. They have their global domination map. He does that. So David, who is one of our many, many, many guys, who is, he's one of our web, he sort of is our interface with the internet in many ways, to interwebs, as George Bush would say. With the internet, which is like a series of tubes, according to President Bush. So David was there too, and then Scott, this guy we'd never met before, and apparently his name is Scotty, and people call him Scotty L, which is a rather unfortunate coincidence, and he bought us around. He was a very cool guy. He is another one of those guys who puts on the headphones, and then people think he's crazy because he laughs at Tim all day, and the people look over, and it appears that he is snickering to himself about nothing. So, always good to meet those guys. Finally, this. Who here is a fan of Boogie Nights?
I liked Boogie Nights.
I'm a huge fan of Boogie Nights. It's in my personal top 10. And somebody noted that Philip Seymour Hoffman's character, sort of a chubby, insecure, latent guy who, Dirk, can I kiss you on the mouth? That guy. Stupid idiot, that guy. You know what his name is in the film?
No.
Scotty J. I knew it was Scotty, but I wasn't really aware it was Scotty J. Scotty J. I'm going to bring in some Scotty J audio later in the week. Dirk, can I kiss you on the mouth? It's fantastic. All right, let's see. What are we doing here? Well, we'll do some snakes on an MF and plane tickets here in a moment. Is this Hector? Let us get to Hector on the Rick Emerson Show. Hello, sir.
Hey.
Hey.
That's Supernova.
Yes.
That's on at the regular times on the East Coast. I get East Coast feed. You're welcome to come over at 5 o'clock this evening, and it'll be TiVoing at that time. It's on Tuesdays at 6 p.m. on our time, and Wednesdays at 5 p.m. on our time.
You've known the outcome every week, like 2 hours before us. Have you been watching it?
3 hours before you.
So yeah, so it is. So it's 9 o'clock here. So it is. So it is 6 o'clock our time that they get it. So you will by 6:20, I would say, know the bottom three, and by 6:45, you will know the.
It's Wednesday night, so it's on at 5 o'clock. So 5:20.
All right. So 5:20 and like 5:50, you will know who's in the bottom three and who gets voted off.
Yes.
All right. Do we want him to email that to us?
Yes, yes, yes.
All right. So please then to be emailing that, if you would, to rick@rickemerson.com and,
SarahDillon@gmail.com.
Sarah Dillon or Sarah X Dillon?
Sarah Dillon.
SarahDillon@gmail.com.
Gmail.com. Sarah Dillon.
Yep. Gmail.com. All right.
And you're welcome to come over. It's right there by the CD Game Exchange on McLaughlin Boulevard across the street from G.I. Joe's.
God, thank you, sir. God bless you. Congratulations. Wait, hold on. That is absolutely requiring of a thing that I don't have. Wait, no. That absolutely... Thank you. There you go. All right, thank you, sir.
Absolutely.
Thank you,
Rick.
Thank you, Hector. All right, there you go. Thanks. Is it really? Is this the same? Did he just hit the redial over and over and over and over? Has he been calling? Really? He's been calling all day? Well, God bless him then. Well, you remember we had that guy Jesse on earlier who was just hanging on hold for no reason. He's like, I'm just calling all day hoping to win tickets. We opened the phone lines and there he is. All right, well, persistence pays off, sir. Jesse, hello.
Yeah.
Jesse,
hello. Hey, man, I'm working like I care.
Yeah. All right, how's life, sir?
It's pretty boring. Just moved here from Miami and driving all over Beaverton for work.
I'm sorry to hear that. You just moved here from, you just moved here from where?
Miami.
All
right. There you go. Now, Scotty J can get off my back. I've played two of his sound effects. All right, sir. Are you ready to try to win a pair of tickets to Snakes on an MFing plane?
I hope so.
Okay. That's the spirit. That's where to be really be 100%. Here's the deal. I am going to give you the high concept title for a film, and you must then give me the actual title of that film in real life. In other words, the original title of Snakes on Any Plane, the actual title was supposed to be Pacific Flight 121, but they boiled it down to high concept by calling it Snakes on a Plane. We heard Passenger 57 with Wesley Snipes referred to as Die Hard on a Plane. It's true. The Chill Factor with Cuba Gooding Jr. was referred to as Speed with a bottle of chemicals or something like that. That's how they do it. So I'm going to give you a high concept title. You must tell us what the actual name of the film was in real life. Are you ready, sir?
All right, let's go.
All right. This is the high concept title of an actual film. You must tell me the real title. High concept title is... A Retard Runs His Way Through History.
Forrest Gump.
Congratulations, sir. It is indeed Forrest Gump. Retard Runs His Way Through History.
Well, yeah, I've never even seen that.
There you go, sir. Well, and if you learn anything by listening to the Rick Emerson Show, it's that a thumbnail sketch of knowledge can get you through most of this life.
Yeah, I've learned that through real life.
Thank you. I'm going to put you on hold, and Scotty will get your information, sir. You are going to see Snakes on an MFing plane tomorrow. Congratulations.
Awesome. Thank you.
All right. There you go. Thank you. All right. Scotty, if you will, please then be getting his information. There you go. Thank you. All right. We will be giving away more tickets to Snakes on a Plane tomorrow during the Rick Emerson Show. Also, Court and Fatboy, 6 to 9 p.m. On our sister station, KUFO. All right. Jen Lane, so before we take a break here, we'll come back. We got some things to get to. Ruminations, ponderings, so forth. What is coming up in your world, in your life?
Well, Barfly's coming up. We're going to have our first new issue in over a year come out on September 25th.
Fantastic. Right. Excellent. Congratulations.
Yeah. I've got a new team, Barfly. They're awesome. And they'll be doing
that.
Sorry.
That's an unpleasant phrase.
Sorry, I am
all
very
hungover.
All
the things that you are perhaps not especially skilled at.
Yeah, not my fort, if you will.
And congratulations on saying fort, pronouncing it correctly. Thank
French
you.
I took French for about 6 years.
God bless you. All right. That's the ugliest phrase that you used. I'm not trying to...
I'm so sorry.
No, I'm just saying...
It's not as bad as... What was the taste buds?
Oh, yeah. But wet your taste buds. No, it's just that phrase you used. I'm not trying to knock you. I'm saying,
no,
like, I'll hear people say that, and you go, like, why would you possibly say
that? I know, but, you know, I use that expression all the time.
It's the worst combination of words. It really is. It's just like there's some words, it's like, some words are just ugly.
Yeah.
Like, you know, like crotch.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's just crotch is an unpleasant mm-hmm. word. So anyway, we've talked about that. All right, so, yeah, so that's 25th of September.
Yeah, and I'm so excited about it. They're just terrific, and there's so many aspects of it that I could talk about it forever, but I won't bore you with that now. We can talk about it later.
Oh no, they'll be pimping a play. It'd be like you and it'd be like Peter Carlin and that damn Beach Boys book. Just every week, Rick. Have I told you about Catch a Wave? So
yeah, we're gonna have a big party on September 24th. That'll be the Barfly Awards. We've decided to push that back to coincide with the relaunch. So,
excellent.
Yeah, it's gonna be great. It's gonna be down at the Rialto.
So we might as well just continue this a little bit. You've been talking. We've been watching Rockstar Supernova. You've been watching that.
Oh yeah.
So you were there last night.
Uh-huh.
So thoughts, observations. I mean, I feel like I'm not gonna say the fix is in, but I feel like the indication is very strong that the band has already chosen a winner and it's not Storm. And so that they gotta have a justification for it. So there was an obligatory flogging last night.
I don't know. I thought, honestly, from watching the webisode and from watching last night, and I hate saying webisode, I just...
What are you going to do?
It's
like metrosexual. Sometimes there's no other word to describe it, you know?
Yeah, so between watching that, I was thinking kind of that maybe she was acting.
Storm, really?
Yeah.
You mean that somebody pulled her aside and was like...
Yeah, you know, we need maybe a little more drama in the show.
Well,
she's gotten so much more camera time from, you know, since she
really
got a lot more camera time on
the webisode.
Yeah. And, you know, people really were pulling for her last night.
You think maybe they were asking her to play up the drama of it?
I would think so, yeah.
It's possible. I mean, they...
You know, Storm started out as an actress.
It's true. CBS would not put, because those webisodes and all that stuff, and there's production costs, there's bandwidth, there's maintaining the whatever. They wouldn't do that if they didn't think there was money to be made somehow. So I guess it is to their benefit. I mean, you know, it's television. Everybody knows that. So who knows? She might have been asked to play that up a little bit.
Yeah.
I mean, do you think that would have gone so far as to ask her to modify her performance or to perform in a certain way on TV?
I thought she did very well last night, you know, and that's what to me makes it seem even more clear. I think she was acting because. You know, she's like all distraught about how her songs can turn out. Of course, she can sing anything that she needs to.
Well, and plus, especially,
you know?
It's a song that even if she hasn't performed I Will Survive, which maybe she has, maybe she hasn't, but everybody knows that song.
Yeah.
It's like how, it's not like it's some obscure, like, Radiohead tune they've pulled out of nowhere that you've never heard before.
Yeah.
I mean, so it doesn't, I'm with you on that, they might have asked her to tweak it maybe. For online a little bit.
Mm.
It's possible. Let's do one more Storm call, then we'll break here and we'll come back. Our good friend Brad, you're on the Rick Emerson Show. Hello.
Hey, Rick. A couple things real fast. For Jen, Sarah, we should have completely taken Jen with us to go get free drinks. Cormac's up.
Yes.
Yeah, what's the matter with you people?
You had your meetings. We had our drinking.
Sons of bitches.
Yeah.
You couldn't... We were going to leave you there to eat, you know?
200th anniversary of the cocktail. So...
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Lots of free ones to commemorate.
Yes, it was nice. But no, a couple of comments on the on Rockstar last night. First off, when did Jason become the biggest pussy in the world?
Seriously.
Telling guys not to drink, not to get drunk in Vegas?
I know, the guys in my band don't drink, you know. Yes, because James Hetfield's a teetotaler.
Exactly. I mean, I think I wrote you, you know, what was he, a Dan Fogelberg? Or,
seriously.
You know, Carpenters or something when he was younger?
I mean, I like Jason Newsted. He seems like he knows his stuff, his actual hard knowledge in terms of music, but he does seem on that show really joyless. He doesn't seem like he's having a good time. Here's, you don't want to know my theory, and this is probably not so hard to discern whether this is true
gay?
Or not. Is that because he's constantly telling Lucas to open up his throat? Somebody suggested, how many times has he told Lucas, dude, you need to open up your throat a little bit more. And just relax. And just open that throat. He said that like 100 times to that guy.
And he said he was actually satisfied when he did that one episode.
It was really great this time, Lucas, how you opened your throat. I really felt happy when you did that. That was the best moment of the whole thing for me, Lucas. Was really just realizing your throat was open. No, here's my theory. My theory about Jason Newsted is this. Because he's in this band, Echo Brain, which is, everybody who's seen Some Kind of Monster knows that's the band he left Metallica to join, blah, 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 blah. My speculation is this. Jason Newsted is in a band, he wants to make something of it, and I think he's a smart guy. I've seen enough interviews with him over the, whatever, 15 years he was in Metallica. He's a smart guy. I believe Jason Newsted took this gig as a calculated business decision to get the money to let him take whatever he's doing, his band, a record label, whatever, to sort of the next level, as they say. I think that's probably his thing. His thing is sort of like, you know what? I'll take this show. It's whatever. It's a reality show. It's cheesy, but it's going to give me enough money and exposure to do this other thing that I want to do. It's like how you always hear in Hollywood, how you do the big, dumb studio picture so you have enough money to do the art film that you want to do. I think Jason Newsted took this gig and he's biting the bullet on this because it's going to give him the money or the whatever to do some pet project of his. And so as a result, he's just sort of going and punching a clock when he goes there.
I hope that's true, because watching these guys last night, it's more and more like the Monkees.
Yeah, seriously.
It's just a made-for-TV band.
Well, yeah, like those three guys would ever... Well, I mean, we've heard from a million people that they went to Gilby Clark like 80th, that the first person they went to was Slash. And then went down to... Who was telling me that about the Eddie Van Halen thing? Have they called Eddie Van Halen? Eddie Van Halen, would you like to be on a reality show? And Eddie Van Halen replied that he would rather consume a glass full of a particularly noxious substance that might come from one's self than be on a reality television program. So there you go.
One more quick thing, though. The rock anthem, when they introduced Delaney, Wicked Witch from, you know, Wicked, but to say the Cat's in the Cradle is, you know, a rock.
Yeah.
Anthem.
And Greensleeves, too. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And Lady from Styx.
Right? Totally. All right. Thank you, Brett.
Yeah.
There you go, ladies and gentlemen. That's Brett. Back after this with more Jen Lane from Barfly Magazine. Find out more about her at any given moment at BarflyMag.
I can't believe you guys didn't bring me to that party.
I don't even know what party you're talking about. No,
no
one told me.
It was a thing. I just got invited after the show. I'm sorry, Jen. I won't drop
Never inviting you to any parties ever again.
We're not going to play any of your reindeer games, Heather.
I invited you to a party this weekend, and you didn't even do me the favor of a reply.
Okay, here's the thing I told Sarah about this, though, is that I got a voicemail message from you, and it was like, there was like, hey, Rick, it's Jen Lane, and this weekend, with Sarah, and it was gone, and then I meant to and then I didn't, and oh, look at the time, we got a break. Back after this, it's the Rick Emerson Show. Don't go anywhere. We now enter the saddest part of the broadcasting day, the final segment of the Rick Emerson Show. Thank you for coming along. We did not get to the... did we get to the snuff watch? We didn't do the snuff watch today, did we? And I believe it's 2:59. I believe that Tim has actually left. This is now where I look at the... hello, Tim.
Well, if he didn't answer, he probably did.
And... no. Okay. 503-733-2970. 503-733-2970. Here with Jen Lane from Barfly Magazine. All right, let me get through some of these emails we've got. See, this is the thing. Some of these email addresses I recognize. So these are sort of longtime listeners to the show. Rick, listening to the show today, you guys sound like a bunch of homers. I'm rooting for Storm, but she was weak last night. Conspiracies or not, that song was not good. Quit being such homers and get back some credibility by being more objective, dudes.
Homers?
Homers, I guess that means tools. I got several emails about those. Let's see, where people were saying that, you know, whatever anybody thinks about Storm, she wasn't all that good last night. And I think that the problem with Storm is that we're not only judging her against everybody else, but we're judging her against her own performances.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like with that Dramarama song, when she sang the Anything Anything song. It's like, where can you really go after that? That really, I think, is the peak for her so far. Just because it was such a great song. It was so high energy. It was so rocking. And then she did the stage dive. And then she did the whatever. The thing about Stormy is that each performance has been a little bit different than the one that preceded it or the one that followed it. She hasn't done the same thing 2 weeks in a row, really, ever. As opposed to, say, Delana, who seems to be everybody's little favorite, but who kind of just...
She's getting so evil.
Do you wonder if maybe they're asking her to do that, though? Are they, like, pulling her aside and go, we need you to be more, evil. Could you do evil? You know, because of that thing where she, I told you, baby, I'm the one, you know, where she was,
yeah.
Which I guess she did on the reality episode, too, where yeah. she told them that she
you
was.
You guys are watching this.
But see, look how angry this makes me, just watching it for 44 minutes on a Tuesday night, coming here, they're sons of bitches, and I'm just so angry
now
about it.
Now she corners Tommy Lee in the episode, and it's like, send all these other people home. Yeah.
The whole thing just infuriates me. All infuriates me. Let me see here. Does anybody think that they don't rig the effing voting, says this guy. I doubt the bottom three have anything to do with the reality of the bottom three... how the bottom three voting goes. Storm's best being off that show. She's a strong woman, and Tommy Lee could never handle being upstaged by her. I hear that a lot, that people don't think they would ever pick a woman, that they think it'll be Lucas because they don't think that those three guys, specifically Tommy Lee, could handle being fronted by a woman.
But Delana's manly looking enough.
She is like... I mean, I don't mean this as a gag. She's very masculine. Storm is very strong. Delana
there's
just
a difference
masculine.
Between strong and masculine.
Yeah, Delana looks just like a... It's sort of like a drag queen cigar store Indian look with her. Yeah. I mean, I have no other way to put it. You know what I'm talking about, too. Hello. Dave Navarro and his band were on Leno a couple nights ago. OMG. If they were on Rockstar Supernova, instant disqualification. That guy isn't fit to a blank Storm's blank. Let's see. Rick, I think no matter what what happens, Storm should, quote, knock it out next week, which would expose the fakeness of the judging. Go Storm. I'm not in the demographic, but I've always loved rock. I'm too old to come to listener parties, but love the show. And one more. Dorothy says... did no one notice Storm's obvious looks towards the cretins in the judging chairs when she started singing? The whole performance was a giant F.U. To Supernova. I never thought about that, that the whole I Will Survive, that it was, like, directed towards the judges. All right, so the question is, Sarah, do you know... You know the bottom three, and you know the...
I know what's reported to be the bottom three and who gets kicked off.
All right.
What somebody is saying, that someone who worked on the crew who saw it filmed earlier today...
A guy
knows who did it.
All right.
Yeah.
That's tonight.
But it could be misleading. I don't know. All
right. That's your guarantees. Don't forget, tomorrow at 1 p.m., we are going to be interviewing the drummer for the Rockstar Supernova house band. Because whatever anybody thinks about all the shenanigans of the voting and the whatever, everybody agrees that band is fantastic. And Storm herself has gone on and on about that band. So tomorrow, we're going to be interviewing the drummer. His name is Nate. The drummer for the Rockstar Supernova house band. And we'll talk to him. And it's our goal to try to wheedle some information out of that guy tomorrow. Also tomorrow, more snakes on an MF and plane tickets. And we're going to be there at the theater tomorrow at 10 p.m. The best part about saying snakes on a plane is every time I say it, it's just like, I can just see in Sarah's head, like, you know, Court and Fatboy have the clock counting down to when the movie starts. Sarah in her head has a countdown to when she never has to hear the phrase snakes on an MFing plane ever again. Everybody last night at Dante's, every third person had one of those shirts on, and I was telling Laura about it. You got to wear them now because in like 3 days, those shirts will be worthless. And in a week, we'll be like, what? Oh, yeah, Sam Jackson. Worst movie ever. Let's see. Let me find the... let us now welcome to the Rick Emerson Show.
Postman is the person in your neighborhood.
Our good friend Mailman Chris. Hello, sir.
Hello.
How are you? You sound, stop that. You sound jaunty today. How can I help you?
Well, you got to the ticket giveaway. You got to Jim Roop and Annette Sosa, and the rest of the show was basically the Rockstar recap.
Yes.
But you did not get to the top five, and you didn't replay the Week in Geek. But you did it yesterday, so...
I did play it yesterday. I think that ought to count. All right, fine. It doesn't count. How many push-ups does that bring us to now?
Adding two, that puts you at 48.
Here's the thing. I believe that I'm having such bad luck with these push-ups that... I think from now on, whenever I get everything on the list done, I ought to be able to cross off more than one push-up. I think from now on, well, can I get an okay?
How about however many things? No.
I think if I get the whole list done, I should be able to cross off that many push-ups because it works the other way.
No, because that's way too many.
But if
no.
I don't, but okay, but then,
take like 2 seconds.
Then
to
why
get
is
to.
It fair if for to work the other way? That if I don't get to three,
we
it adds
do, like,
three.
Three, like we'll take off three instead of
three one. For every time I clear everything off a list.
Yeah.
Chris, how say you?
My name is Paul, and that's between y'all.
All right, well done, sir. Thank you. All right, there you go, Mailman Chris. Thank you, Jen Lane, Pimp.
Oh, Cat House at Savala's tonight.
Tramp.
No, I didn't.
Whore away, Jen Lane.
Stop it, Mom.
You don't want to end up in
tonight,
the basement, do you?
Tonight I'm DJing at Savala's at 10.
Barflymag.com, kids. And stuff. Insert closing of the show here. See y'all tomorrow.